You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Illinois State University School of Theater presents Bacone by Lisa Loomer. The play is running March 25th through April 2nd, and that'll be in Illinois State University's Westhoff Theater. The director is Cindy Brown, who says this is a production for the whole family. Bacone focuses on a young boy who's living in El Salvador.
And he encounters some of the political unrest that happens there. His parents are, quote-unquote, disappeared.
Yeah.
And so he is then forced to become one of the thousands of unaccompanied minors, as they're known now, to leave his country and head for Los Angeles and freedom, and the freedom to express himself and tell his story. And on the way, he has this incredible, mythical, fairy tale kind of experience in a forest. He meets all these incredible creatures and people and learns so much about himself. And he does eventually rediscover his voice. He loses his voice from fear and regains it again as a part of a very courageous act. And so moves forward then to try to become a citizen of the U.S., try to gain entrance, and essentially tells the judge and the country and people, you know, I will tell my story. And this audience will tell my story. And it's a beautiful story and a strong one and one of freedom.
Cindy, why did you want to direct this play?
Well, it's a theater for young audiences piece. So it's a piece that's aimed at families and at children anywhere from ages 8 up through adulthood. I got my degree, my PhD in theater for young audiences / theater from Arizona State. And I've always been interested in trying to present compelling stories for families and for kids. I just happen to believe that the children really need a voice and they really need to discover their own. And they need to be as unafraid as possible of sharing their thoughts and ideas. And that's essentially what this play is about.
And it's a very timely play to be doing it right now.
Oh my gosh. The number of unaccompanied minors crossing from Mexico to the U.S. increased 90% between 2013 and 2014. I mean, it is very timely. The play itself was written in 1989, and it makes me very sad to say that very little, if anything, has changed regarding this issue.
So do you see this play as having special meaning, certainly for all children and all young people, but especially for immigrant children, that they feel like this is a voice for them?
Very much so. The play is almost bilingual. In other words, the actors will speak a line in Spanish, and then it's translated kind of for context. They repeat it as such in English, and vice versa sometimes.
Cindy, do you think this play will impact our perceptions of the struggles of immigrant children?
I certainly hope so. Every once in a while, and this is for the grown-ups in the audience, right? I would look at this piece and listen to it and think, oh my gosh, that sounds vaguely political. Do we want to do that? And yes, we do. I think anytime we can humanize someone's story, put a face to it, put a family to it, and then realize that we're not just talking about ambiguous numbers of people who are intruding or intrusive or however you choose to characterize that. I hope that it makes a difference, that people will see the human struggle in this and hopefully then reach out to assist in some way.
Tell me about your cast.
We have several Spanish speakers in the cast, people of Hispanic descent whose parents speak Spanish. And so every once in a while, someone's on their phone to their mother. How do we pronounce this? How do we say this? What does this mean? We've added some ritualistic dance and different kinds of things. Of course, there's combat. He fights a skeleton, La Calavera.
Cool.
He fights him.
Would you categorize this as a very magical sort of play?
Absolutely. That's our intent, to be as magical as possible. As far as the set, the colors are vivid in the costumes. They're not only vivid, but they're also hopefully very respectfully reflective of the culture. The lighting we hope to have, you know, intense and beautiful. And we want it to be a complete experience for anyone of any age who comes.
It's interesting that it actually has a magical feel, but it's a very real sort of problem.
Very much so. And I think that's one of the beautiful and interesting things about theater. We can tell something very real in a kind of a way that distances the audience a little bit so they're not intimidated or put off by it, but they can embrace it. And by the time they've done that, they say, oh, that's me. I could do something about that. I could say something about that. I could make a difference.
That's Cindy Brown, director of Bacone, running March 25th through April 2nd in Illinois State University's Westhoff Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.